cross your fingers, toss the salt over your right shoulder, and watch your step all day today, pal. Just watch your step all day today.
You're going round the bend.
Just all day, that's all, pal. It's the 13th. September the 13th, 1943. The 13th is always unlucky for somebody, pal. So, like I said, watch your step.
Citation. Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. The story of QX20656, Private R. Kelleher, V.C. Perhaps September 13, 1943 was no more unlucky than any other day of the war, but it was to be unlucky indeed for many soldiers that day, as Australian soldiers advanced from Nadsab down the Markham Road towards Ley. A shuttle service of close on 200 aircraft was bringing Australian soldiers into the newly taken Nadsab aerial bridgehead in the Markham Valley of New Guinea, and our army was hot-footing it towards enemy strong positions in a major offensive. The pace was a cracker, and the troops had nicknamed Brigadier K.W. Heather Farlap. He had the 25th Brigade heading into the strait. But maybe, because it was the 13th, or maybe because the enemy had not yet shown his hand, there was a curious tension in the air as the diggers moved through overgrown plantations along the Markham Valley Road.
Jack, Ned, to the left.
How's Jim?
Boarded.
Unlucky. They had the gun on a fixed line.
That's some of the main force yet. Yes, they're up to their old hit-and-run tactics. I wish they'd stay and fight.
They'll stay, sir. When they're ready. Those two nips we knocked over were Marines.
Oh. Would be the 13th.
Whew. Could do with the smoke, sir. This kind of war's a bit hard on the nerves.
And the Constitution. All right, pass the word. Here, Jack, here's a light.
Thanks.
Yeah, Ned.
Not on your suite. No three of them match today. Not on the 13th. What'll we do about Jim, sir?
Nothing we can do, Ned. Maybe we'll pick him up after we move on. Maybe you're right about three of them match on the 13th. Although I didn't expect it of you.
I'm as anxious to stay alive as the next man.
Now, if it had been Keller, huh?
Oh, why'd you kill her, sir?
Well, you'd expect any man who was born in a place named Ballybaggin and Tralee and Era to be full of such manikins as wee folk and ghosties and such, right?
Not Kelleher, sir. Steady as a rock.
Good second 25th man, sir.
Oh, get off me back, you jokers. I wouldn't ask for a better man. Any Irishman who adopts Queensland as his native state is a superman in my book. All right, out, Smokes. Now, let's see. Next plantation is Heath's. Now, those planter blacks would break down and weep if they could see the plantations now. Back to the jungle. Jensen's, Whittaker's, Heath's, Lane's, Vernon's, Edwards, Jacobson's, Diddyman's. Now, it's kind of ghostly to think that Australian planters had these plantations along this stretch of road once.
Who was it you said went on about ghosties and wee folk?
Yes, I bought that. Okay, we're racing. Come on, men, and
know what you mean, sir.
Look at these tracks crisscrossing. Been plenty of Japs here. But where are they now?
Yeah, that's just it, sir. They know where we are, but...
Japs!
And they don't know we're here. They must. They would have heard that firing. It's a trap. Okay, we won't disappoint them. Get the men spread out, Jack, and we'll move on down between those cocoa trees and see what they've got for us.
And the Australians moved onto a battlefield of the enemy's choosing. Japanese Marines, seasoned campaigners, were waiting, chattering, calling, laughing, as they waited for the Australians to make the move. The Australians made the move and the battle was joined. The Australians were pinned down by the sweeping fire, and it was decided our men should try the back door, should split from the head-on assault, then infiltrate behind the strongly entrenched enemy. The platoon of which Private Richard Kelleher was a member was sent to the right flank, while the Australian artillery brought down fire that was so close as to breathe fire of explosion on our men as they lay in wait.
That army mob's got the game scunned.
Yeah, too close for me.
No, they haven't hit you. That 54th Battery of the 2/4th Field Regiment could spit a cat's whisker at 100 yards.
I'm no cat's whisker. That one was too close.
It still fell on the Jap's position. Reckon there'll be anything left for us to mop up?
I won't be crying if there isn't. Okay, here we go. The boss has given the high sign. Mopping up, you said, Jack.
Forever thus, Ned. We've seen them belted, pounded, burnt and blasted, but when it comes to time to move, they're still alive and firing. Only the steel, pal. Only the pig stick will finally put them out of action.
If they don't beat us to us...
So, a grim battle developed there in the overgrown Heath's plantation on that morning of the 13th. And as the platoons of B Company, 2nd 25th Battalion, felt their way through their plantation towards the Japanese Marines less than 50 yards ahead, Australians fell. Five of the platoon fell dead. Three more were wounded, and one of the three was Corporal Richards. He fell and lay there under the searching Japanese fire.
They've got us where they want us.
Can't move under this lot, Jack.
Get on to Richo.
Richards, you been hit?
Yeah. We're down near the sores. Sores dead, looks like, but Richo's alive. You see him now?
I can see him. He's trying to signal us something.
Yeah. Dunno. I get it. He's trying to point out a machine gun post.
Yeah. He's high enough on the slope to see down and... Hey, let's put some fire down there where he's pointing.
Can't get onto him. Hey, what's going on across here?
Where?
The killer. And who's that other joker? Yeah, Bickler. Stay down, killer. Stay down or you'll buy it. He's getting up.
And Private Kelleher did get up. He had watched the wounded Corporal Richards out in the open under the Japanese fire. Kelleher turned to his companion and said, I'm going. And in the face of the sustained hail of deadly accurate fire, he ran, his hands tight about the grenades.
Keller! Keller!
No good shouting, Jack. He's going straight at him.
And he's into him. Look, He's done it. Blasted him to...
No. He's done some of them, but look, there's still some alive. They're taking over that gun again.
Now come back, Keller!
He's coming back, Jack. Running like a hare.
Oh, that took some guts. Lucky to get out of it. What's he doing now? He's picking up a brand from that wounded bloke. He's got his friend there.
And he's going to use it. Look at him. Running back towards the gaps.
He's only got 20 or 30 yards. He must be bulletproof.
And firing. Look at him belting the landing board, Jack. Oh, look at him.
Take me eyes off it, matey. He's done him like a dinner.
But then another machine's going to open up on him. Come back, Keller. Come back while you can.
And Private Kelleher came back to his position, but not for long.
He's going out again.
Came back to get a fresh magazine, that's all. Look at him now. Trying for the lying load. He cleaned that one up. Come back now, Kelleher! Come back now!
And he came back again. But again, not for long.
But he's going out again. Doesn't he know this is the 13th? Oh, he's stretching his luck too far.
He's going after Richards. And he's got him. He's bringing him in, Jack. He's bringing Richards in.
And he brought the wounded corporal in. Why? Simple answer. Because Richards was his cover. That 38-years-old Queenslander, who was born in Ballybeggan, Tralee, in County Kerry, Ireland, went single-handed in the spirit of Anzac to destroy the Japanese who had wounded his cobber. Then he brought his friend in. After the fierce action ended and the enemy had withdrawn, Private Kelleher told how he saw the party of Japanese Marines and how well fed they were, too, he said. They held the ridge in Heath's plantation on the road to Leh. But let us hear Private Kelleher's own words. The opposition was pretty stiff because it was apparently headquarters and we were held up. When we cut a telephone line leading from their headquarters, the Japanese became a bit demoralized. Our section leader, Corporal Billy Richards, went down with a bullet through his shoulder and appeared to be losing a fair amount of blood. Another man was shot through the ankle, and a third was wounded. All lay out in no man's land. I wanted to bring Corporal Richards back because he was my cobber, so I jumped from the stump where I was sheltering and threw a few grenades over into the position where the Japanese were dug in. I didn't kill them all, so I went back and got a Bren gun and emptied the magazine into the post. That settled the Japanese. Another position opened up when I went on to get Corporal Richards, but we got a bit of covering fire and I brought him back to our lines. I also helped the section to bring back the other two. Simple, wasn't it? But not simple to the men who had watched that heroism that won Private Kelleher the Victoria Cross that day on Heath's plantation.
Makes a man think, doesn't it, Ned?
Yeah.
What guts.
Yeah.
If ever a man earned a VC, that's him across there.
Yeah, and if anybody doubts that the 13th is an unlucky date, you can...
ask those Japs lying out there. Must be 300 of them. Or maybe they aren't so unlucky. Maybe they're lucky that for them the war's over.
Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is produced at AWA by Donald Crosby for Army Public Relations.